You're on 2SER 107.3 FM this morning. My name's Alex James, and I have got Michael here to tell us about some movies. How are you, Michael?
Good morning. How are you? I'm pretty good, thanks.
You're feeling
very fit. I'm going to start with a film called The Professor and the Madman. You might have seen a couple of posters around. Two bearded men.
Yes.
One of those bearded men is Mel Gibson. Apparently, he's still getting work in Hollywood as an actor. Sean Penn is the other bearded man in the posters. Also featuring this film, Eddie Marsan, Natalie Dormer, Jennifer Ayle, Steve Coogan and Stephen DeLane. It's directed by Farhad Safinia, but he's also known as P.B. Sherman if you watch the credits. Apparently, Safinia was unhappy at some of the budgetary restraints put on him by Voltage Pictures when he was making this film, so he and Mel Gibson actually walked off the production. Mel Gibson has also refused to promote the film. So what is this film about? Well, The Professor and the Madman, it's 1850 and upstart, self-educated Scotsman James Murray. That's Mel Gibson with a magnificent beard, and yes, he gets to dust off that Scottish accent that we thought had been put back in the cupboard with the demise of William Wallace back in 1995. Yes, I think he's actually improved it a bit since 1994-95, though. James Murray has been given the task by a committee of snooty Oxford dons to compile the very first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary. It seems an almost impossible task, but James Murray has a strategy. He gets contributions from everybody around the world. But it still seems an impossible task, and those snooty Oxford dons are itching for him to fail until he starts receiving contributions, at least 10,000, from the most unlikely source. And that unlikely source is an inmate at Broadmoor Criminal Lunatic Asylum, as it was then known.
That is an unlikely source.
Yes, and that inmate slash patient there was a Dr. William Minor, played by Sean Penn, also in full beard, and relishing the opportunity to explore all the extremes of playing a delusional, paranoid, schizophrenic, yet an incredibly articulate one in more sane moments. Yes. Now, Sean Penn and Mel Gibson, they seem like an unlikely on-screen couple. I'm sure they didn't discuss politics too much during the filming. I suspect, you know, fists may have flown. They're both two volatile characters, Mr. Gibson and Sean Penn. Look, The Professor and the Madman, it definitely has an unfinished feel to it. Firstly, as the film ends with the publication of the A volume, so there's, you know, 25 volumes to go, but it also because a couple of other aspects of the story are actually beefed up, like Minor's horrific treatment at the Broadmoor Institute, and also a romance that probably never happened. And these are beefed up at the expense of explaining why these evil Oxford dons were so keen for James Murray to fail, and then how Murray ended up being unfired and put back onto the project. It all finishes in a bit of a muddle, very muddled ending for a fairly slow moving film. The Professor and the Madman, it will not leave your mind at ease.
Especially if it feels unfinished. And the fact, the backstory of them walking off the job as well, it's intriguing, isn't it?
We'll move on to an Australian film, an Australian documentary called In My Blood It Runs. And this one's directed by Maya Newell, who did a film a couple of years ago called Gaby Baby,
which some
listeners may have seen. And it's also produced by former 2SER volunteer Larissa Berendt.
Oh, there you go.
So there's the 2SER connection. This documentary debuted at the Sydney Film Festival last year, but is obviously getting a wider release today. In My Blood It Runs is an observational documentary focusing on 10-year-old Indigenous boy Dewan Hoosen. Now, Dewan, his mother, grandmother, and two siblings live in a suburb called Hidden Valley in Alice Springs. Now, that sounds like a very exotic name, but Hidden Valley is definitely on the wrong side of the tracks. Dewan is seen by his community as having the gift of healing. He's obviously a very intelligent boy. He's precocious. He's likable, charming, and charismatic. He's also keen to learn more about his own culture. But the problem is he's not too keen on the white man's culture, which resulting in him skipping school pretty much every day, a lot of indiscipline when he does actually show up, running away, being disinterested in lessons, and a lot of trouble with police. The boy's only 10 years old, and he's already been in the back of a police paddy wagon four times, which is pretty disgusting. A 10-year-old boy being in the back of a paddy wagon. Dewan's mother and grandmother are obviously at their wits' end, as Dewan's troublemaking is only going to bring negative attention from welfare authorities, given the current system where parents are punished if their kids don't attend school. So whilst focusing on the struggles of one 10-year-old Indigenous boy, this film really does highlight the problems of growing up Indigenous and being subjected to an education system which fails to meet the needs of Indigenous kids on so many levels. Teachers shown in this film appear to have little understanding of Indigenous culture and little interest or perhaps too little time to understand the kids they're actually teaching. You know, when reporting to Parliament last week on the Closing the Gap report, Scott Morrison said there was still work to be done. I say, duh, watch this film, Scott. Films like In My Blood, It Runs demonstrate that the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians is probably as wide as ever. Top-down policies really just aren't working, Scott. Punishment probably isn't working either. What this film suggests that just what might work is a more inclusive education system that engages kids like Dewan while they're still young. In My Blood, It Runs just might make your blood boil.
I'm sure it would. And I mean, Meyer's directing is, it's such an iconic kind of type of directing. I mean, I saw Gaby Baby and it was so raw and truthful. I'm so excited to see this one. But we actually here on 2SER did an interview with Meyer yesterday on The Daily. So of course you can go and check that out about In My Blood, It Runs on 2SER.com.
She does have quite an interesting directing style. She often does hand the camera over to Dewan to pretty much direct himself, film himself. And it's quite interesting what the perspective he adds to the film as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming in, giving us a rundown.